Psalm 107, verse 22. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare the works and rejoice. The rock will rejoice. Declare the works will rejoice. They that go down to sea in ship, to do business in great waters. These see the work of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. Praise God. Today, I will share what I titled Business and Career Breakthrough. I know you are going to experience breakthrough in your business today in Jesus' name. Quickly take note of these few things. Breakthrough in every area of life, especially in business and finance, is God's will for believers. It's God's will for you to break through in your business, and financially, it's God's will for you to succeed. You see, when the scripture said, money answered many things, will make you to understand that there's some prayer you ought not to pray with if you have the money. Number two, every child of God is ordained of God for business and financial dominion. It's the will of God that you have dominion over finance, even your business, not you to be a liability. Number three, in life, you either get better with knowledge or you get worse in ignorance. Sometimes when I listen to people the way they talk, something got to my mind. I did not listen to themselves. I did not ask themselves a question. Because in my own case, if I say something, sometimes I see the people's reaction, I think about it. If I'm what I'm saying makes sense, or if it doesn't make sense. So like I said in life, two things. You cannot be ignorant or be knowledgeable at the same time. So in life, you are either better with knowledge or you get worse with ignorance. You either get better in that business or you fail. Most of our problem is ignorant. You know what the Bible says? It says, my people, that's believer, Christian, my people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. Not lack of prayer. Lack of knowledge. That's the reason why you see a knowledgeable man, even in the sport industry, in the oil industry, and a skillful man in the sport industry that have no knowledge, they are different between both of them. Both of them are skillful, but one is skillful with knowledge. One is skillful without knowledge. He may even mistakenly sign a contract for his life forever. Because he can't read. Because he never go for knowledge. You understand that knowledge doesn't necessarily mean you can read. So, are you getting better in knowledge or you decide to remain? There are many of us who are still living the life of our fathers. And they are there suffering, and you are part of the suffering as a result of their own ignorance that kept you in one spot. You hear people say language like me, no, me, I be Roboma, me, I be this. All those things doesn't matter. That's the reason your father married 100 wives, you two want to marry two. Most of them marry this thing as a result of ignorance. They thought that, you know, they believe in those days. The more wife, the more, if you can have 3-4 wives, they say, this man is able. But at that time, they call him disabled while the children are in confusion. I prophesy the Lord will grant you great knowledge in Jesus' name. There are many of us who are so ignorant and we are bounding the devil. Like I said in the first service, that ignorance is worse than spiritual battle. When you are ignorant, my people are destroyed. For lack of knowledge. The Israelites spent 400 years as a result of ignorance. Of a journey of 40 days. A journey Number four, this 40 years as a result of ignorance. Number four, the measure of your success in business is great, is the great customer satisfaction. Your measure, how you succeed will determine how you sanctify your customers. There are many of you who have business, you have supervisor, you have staff who work with you. And they are talking to your customer anyhow. You say, oh, not mind that customer, a useless man. You're actually losing your business. If your staff is not responsible enough, sack them. Because if you don't sack them, you will be sacked by poverty. Because one staff can destroy what you labor for years. Why do you think people like all this Chevron, bank, they send their staff for training? Because they want to retain their customers. You cannot be great without customers. Your business survives because there's customers. So if you don't know how to manage your customer, if you don't know how to approach your customer, the business will be destroyed. No matter how knowledgeable you are, you must respect your customer, even let him be the worst illiterate in life. What matter is not their character. What matter is the money that comes to you. Ignore their attitude. Ignore the customer's character and get your money. And never ignore your staff character. I was talking to a lady who spoke to me, was just telling me something. And I said, this is what the Lord is telling me. That the man you are working with is compromised. The work will be difficult for you. Say, Pastor, how you to know? I said, that's what the Lord said to me. They said, this man, they have a hotel. The hotel was granted. So somebody introduced her to come and manage the hotel all the way from Benin to Asaba. They worked for about 2 weeks and I saw the customer, the staff, and he had commented to the owner. I said, sack all these people and let you employ new people. I said, no, I don't want to offend people. The town is hard. The town is hard. Well, you said the town is hard. And somebody is destroying your work, said the town is hard. Don't pity people and put yourself in prison. There are many of you are in financial prison because of pity. Listen to me, business should be business, friendship is friendship, family is family. But you separate both of them. Separate them, they should not be. It's where you make money, you can take care of your family. Where your family, where your business scatter, where would resources come? And I said, because the man said, no, I can't start. They said, no worry, you continue with your own. These 2 weeks at work is okay for me. Pay me for my 2 weeks because I came in for consultant. If I'm a consultant, I have to give you advice. There are some people who are not to be in your company. If they don't sack them, they will destroy all you labor for. Never compromise your business. You are pitying them, but they are not pitying you. They can loot you at any time. So never compromise. The measure of your success in business is great customer service. Must know how to respect your customer. Number five, every God-given business is big, virtuous, and will require faith to obtain a good report. So one of the things I want you to know that faith brings you to the realm of possibilities. When they said nobody succeed here, you will go there and succeed. You can see the combination, both spiritual and intellectual or whatever. Must know that is very, very important. Number six, understand practically that life itself is a business. Life is a business. All of us, we are here on earth to trade. Hallelujah. How many of you know that? Life is a business. You know, there's some people go to market in the morning and finish selling before 8 or 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. Some people finish by 12 noon. Some people finish by 3. Some people go from morning to night. Either we like it or not, we will give accounts that today business I make profit or I lost in today business. Life is business. The world generally is a marketplace. In this marketplace, if you don't find your place, you will lose out and you miss it all. In our day-to-day business, we negotiate how to be a better person. Have a business mentality and engage yourself in business. Engage yourself. In the book of Matthew chapter 25, verse 14, Jesus told them that, why are you people looking for me? Don't you know I need to go about my Father's business? I mean, Jesus is a businessman. What is business? Business is called to service. Business is called to service. Whatever you are doing, you are called to serve. If you are in business, you are in service. You are serving mankind or serving woman. Believe it or not, you are serving others. This is a worldwide understanding of virtues that you must know, that all of us, we are in service. All those who are in business. Without the art of service, you cannot make it in business. The art of service. You must love what you are doing. Passionately love your work. If you are a contractor, love the job. If you are a businessman, whatever you do, you must love your work with all your heart. Business is strategically created by God for service to man. Business is strategically created by God for services to man. Man needs service. Because there are some of us with the keke you took before you came, somebody is rendering service to help you, to convey you to church, convey you to your office. The bus you take, the plane you took, they are conveying you to different places. And the money they take you from place to place, they take you, take Mr. B, take Mr. A, all through that, they make their money. So one of the things you must know why Okada man or Keke man are poor. They are poor because they don't have a knowledge that business is a great business. It was one day I sat this boy down, Brother Samson, and I said, Bricklayer, how much do they pay you by day? Per day. And at that time I was telling him, he said, 5,000. I don't know if that's what they pay now. And we calculated it. And I said, okay, let you 3,000 to calculate, to assume that you don't have work every day. I said, this one, you know that you receive money than even teachers. That your money is more than the teacher's salary. Yeah, many of us never know how rich we are. Because why? We're only a consumer. Everything that comes, we consume them. You know, many people do not seem to understand that to be a businessman or woman is to serve others. You can serve someone that's younger than you. You can serve somebody that's older than you. It's in service. If you are selling chocolate and a child of 6 years come and you are about 40 years and tell them to buy chocolate, no, go and get me that one that is there. Will you say, shut up, don't you know I'm older than you? The child is want to buy. You are to render the service for the child in exchange of your wealth. If you carry pride and arrogance to business, that is a journey to poverty. It's to serve man and woman. So all businesses shall fall into four basic categories. We have the manufacturing and production. Manufacturing or production business. We have the wholesales. We have the retail. And we have the service, like all the contractors and so forth, the drivers and so forth. Those people are in the business of service. But like I said, this one is another topic on its own to look at. Where are you? Are you in the manufacturing or production? Are you in the wholesales? You know the wholesales? Like, for example, now I think it's very hard for you to get to Coca-Cola direct to get it. They have the wholesales. The people go there to retain. Amen. So that is another topic on its own. Business is a problem solving tools. And you cannot be a great man, a wedding man, without solving problems. Listen to me. If you are not solving problems, you cannot be rich in life. Every man that is poor because he's not solving problems. Every man that is poor because he's not solving problems. For you to say you are a rich man, you are a great man, you must be a problem solver. So business is a problem. It's a problem solving tools. So business is one of the tools to solve problems on earth. So, beloved, it is in the problem you solve that determines your status in business, in the business world. Mention any great man you see, is either they are rendered service. Mention this, oh, this man is the rich man, is solving problem. You enter the gate, this richest man in the world now, they are solving IT problem because the manufacturer of iPhone, the manufacturer of Samsung, is solving the problem of communication. And as he's solving the problem of communication, is what is getting rich. The manufacturer of this microphone is solving the problem for you to hear me. And when he manufactured the phone, some people go as a company register under him to, because let me be your distributor. So they are solving problem. So business is the art and science of solving problems and challenges in an environment. In that environment, you are solving problems. Someone told me, was mentioned all kind of amounts of money. And he said, I don't know why people are living worried. Say there are so much money in worry. And those of you in the explanation in where Godman, is it Godman or Yemi David, and said, in Niger Delta, for us to be wealthy, we must shift our focus from oil. Because everybody said, when I go to school and I come back, I will work in the oil company, I will work in Chevron, until we shift our focus from oil and look for other things to do. There are lots of problems and worry you can solve. I was trying to advise somebody a long time ago, so I want to go to restaurant. I said, do you know from this Sedico to Enery Junction, there was no good restaurants here. They can solve the problem. What is the peculiar challenge of that environment? Like a story I gave to you, I read that story. I know some of you say, Pastor, but you are not a businessman. We read, we study, we listen, we go to seminars, we taught. In this present age, you don't need to survive by your profession. You can read accountant and end up to be a business guru. Amen. So, they sent some people to India that said, let's go and study the place. I think this company called Bata. And I went there, they study. And one of them said, we can't make anything here. These people, they don't wear slippers. So there's no need. See, they don't wear shoe. Sending shoe there is a waste of time. And the other person said, there's a market there. And I came with the shoe and introduced them, give them some free for us to wear. And when people started seeing, they're like, oh, you look good. And before you know, they take over the market. Business is what? Business is the art and science of solving problems and challenges in an environment. Worry have too many problems that you can solve that will make you wealthy. Worry have too many problems. Shift your focus from the oil and focus on yourself. A lady goes into, I know those things, there are some things we don't thought make sense, and actually it doesn't make sense to us here. In abroad, they have cleaners. In fact, I went to dedicate office in UK, in London, one of our sisters, Sandra. What is their work? Their work is to supply people to your house to clean your house. Yeah, that is their work. And they are paid heavily. You pay heavily. Pay. There are some people you see in America, you see there in America, London, some of them, they just go there, they cook because they don't have the time to cook. Somebody will come and cook. I remember I was in America with one of our brother Warren. And because we are around, I think myself, my wife, and my daughter were there. So they go to work very early in the morning. They leave the house and they said, the food is there. Oh, man, that's of food. I was looking, which time do they have to cook this food? I think my wife that discovered before he now told me that we don't have time yet. That is some people's business. You just tell them, I need all man, they'll cook it and deliver to you. And you pay them. So this lady said, decide to do cleaners, house to come and fumigate your house, to clean your house, to wash your chair, to wash your rug. When you move, when you have a new apartment, they will come and clean it for you. You just finish building your house, they come and clean it for you. It become a large business. I saw her overhead at the Boko FM when they were interviewing her. How to call her? He said, the business is going beyond my thinking. They have employed a lot of people now. The truth is that don't despise that day. Until you are a problem solver, you are not in business. Where you are classified determines your category. So understand that spirituality has a way of enhancing your productivity. That means when you pray for direction, what you must do. You receive revelation and strength in the place of fasting and prayer, which results in breakthrough. Business is designed to be a source of blessing, not a burden. Business is designed to be a source of blessing, not a body to you, neither body to your children. When a business becomes a burdensome, that means something is wrong. And when, of course, when you are losing, you become a burdensome to yourself and to your family. So business is designed to be a source of income, not a source of concern. This business is designed to be a source of income, not a source of concern. What that means to us, it means we must strategically, intentionally build our business. There are many of us who go into a business for going sick. We are not ready to settle down. We are not ready to focus. We are not ready to face it. Like I said in the first service, a business you just start, the day you started, you already employ people. You started from a big boy. You have to strategically build your business first. Yes, part of your service is to employ people. Yeah, it's part of your work. But before you start employing people, build it, have understanding. I mean, understand that business. Hear me, God knows business. God knows business. God is the God of all profit. In other words, He is the master of business. God is the master of business. He does business. Introduce business. In the Garden of Eden, He introduced three sources of income. In the Garden of Eden, there are three sources of income. There are three rivers that generate water. And that is the source of income for Adam and Eve. So in other words, one source of business is not enough. At least three to start. I believe God will grant you wisdom to start something. In Isaiah chapter 48 verse 17, Isaiah chapter 48 verse 17, Thou seest the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord God that teacheth thee to profit. I teacheth thee to profit. This profit which leadeth thee by the way that thou should go. God is talking to you. I introduce business because what is the purpose of business? It's profit. How many of you want to do charity business, just be doing it, no profit? There's a difference between charity business and charity and business. He said, I am the Lord thy God. I teach thee to make profit, not to count loss. Jesus does business. Jesus does business. In Luke chapter 2, verse 49, and He said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Will you not that I must about my Father's business? Jesus does business. Number one, I say, God do what? God introduce business. Our God is the master of business. And Jesus did what to us? Jesus does business. One thing peculiar about every business is to avoid waste. In John chapter 6 verse 12, we understand that after they've gotten this, feed 5,000 persons, the remaining food, Jesus said, gather the 12, gather them, no waste. There are many of us who love to waste money. Love to waste money. For example, there are things that I actually like. If you just give me things, this amount, I'll just pay you. I don't know how to price. And it's why people were liking to do business with me. But when I said, go and meet Abraham, when I said, go and meet my wife, they don't want to go. Because they are good at wasting my resources. That's another topic, power of negotiation. Negotiate everything. I used to be angry with my wife. He negotiated everything. And I now discovered that in the negotiation, we make a lot of profit. We make a lot of return. Before, I would just go and buy the children cookies. But when he started going to Gudu Market, he make out. Praise God. We save a lot of money. You know, I used to. A little bull warrior saying, no, just leave it now. And I discovered that it was saving me money while I was wasting money. There are some of you are wife. You are good in wasting your husband's money. You are not good in managing your husband's money. The first thing you must learn in marriage, learn to manage. Because men may not have time. As a wife, first thing must to learn to manage, not to waste. If you are a wife, you are wasting your husband's money. You need deliverance. I don't know that deliverance you need that will flog you out. Praise God. Anyway, I'm just joking. Amen. God hates lost. God hates lost. Now, if you look at that, John chapter 6, verse 12, it says, when then we are filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragment that remain, that nothing be lost. Who says to Master Jesus? He said, gather all. Don't let anything lost. But in our own case, the way Jesus, there are some of you, the form you are using, you know you don't have anything to do with it. Some of you can kill your husband if he don't buy a phone for you. And at the end, the highest thing you can do with the phone is WhatsApp. Praise God. That is waste. Some of you will save money for a year to buy my head. Don't save money for liability. Save money for what will profit you. Don't save money. Number three, the Holy Spirit empowers us for business. God did what? God is a master of business, introduces us, and Jesus does business, and the Holy Spirit empowers us. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, the apostles were novice. When the power of God come upon them, he endowed them. Amen. So when God does business for you, it cannot be in one place. The result to enlargement. And that's the reason we are here to decree that the Lord will cause you to experience enlargement in your business. Quickly, the law of career and success in business. I'm going to be fast here because time is gone. Spiritual laws. Spiritual laws are superior to physical laws. One of the spiritual laws an experience breakthrough in business and career or to success is in the book of Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsels of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful, but is delight in the law of the Lord. In his law dwells he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Let me tell you, this life is governed by spiritual. There's no man at that top that don't worship anything. No free thinker can be a rich man. You can't sustain it. When God bless you as a child of God, serve your God. I was talking to one of us. I invited him. I was advising him. I said, God is blessing you now. Glory be to God. You must be spiritual. You must be prayerful. You must be connected. And one of the things that makes your life, your business spiritual is your tithe. Because the people of the world, they make sacrifice to their gods. Some of them, it costs them human sacrifice. Some of them is animal sacrifice. Ask any great man, there's something they worship. There's something they trust on. They say, when some trust in chariots and horses, but we, the believer, we trust in our God. You are blessed. You don't trust in anything. You will lose it one day. The law of spiritual is one of the laws to succeed in business and career. They say it shall be like a tree planted by the river that bring forth a fruit in due season. You must be spiritual. There are some people, God bless them, got a job, they are doing well in their career, they are excelling. And suddenly, they backslide. And before you know it, Satan gets advantage of them. And they are grounded. Don't play with your life. Don't play with life. Life is governed with force. This life is not ordinary. The life, the earth, everything is spiritual. And it takes a spiritual man to survive in business world. In that place you are doing business, there are a lot of occultic people. There was a time we used to have a prayer at Evokia there with one of Emmanuel McKay, most of these NRA people doing this thing. So this is a business meeting. And I told them, since you are a businessman, we are going to meet every night. Meet every 12 midnight, every Monday for more than 4 years we are praying. We go there every night. Today, all of them are doing great. All of them, apart of one. May you not marry the wrong woman in Jesus' name. The day when you marry the wrong woman, that's the end of your wait. God, your children will not marry wrong people. They will not give you wrong daughter-in-law in Jesus' name. That was what happened to that one. Life is spiritual. Number two, the law of the mind. Oh, the law of the mind. For to be carnal, Romans chapter 8 verse 6. Romans chapter 8 verse 6. For to be carnally minded is dead. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That means to be carnal. What the Bible says be to you? It said to be carnally minded is what? To live carnally and not be spiritual is dead. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That's what I just told you. You don't know the reason you have money today. If that money will not finish, another money will not come. And as soon as the money finishes, you are zero. You will first suffer for 2-3 days first. Sometimes 1 month, hungry, the money will show again. And you not still learn your lesson. You still squander the money. I prophesy from today, money will meet money in your hand. Money will meet money in your hand in the name of Jesus. That season of waste is over. So be spiritual. The more God bless you, the more you're close to God. That's why you go to, you see the Yorubas, you go to Elevation Church, you go to people, you see bank empty of a company, they are the ones sweeping, they are the ones cleaning the temple. You know us here, when we just get 1 million naira, and we go say, Pastor, come and see me. Praise God. Some people are so dedicated to God, as God bless them, and say, well, protocol is for children, the choir is for the students, it's not for us, we are not big girls and big boys. As you see, you don't end well. Serve God. Your mind is the making place of your business. What your mind cannot carry, you can't deliver it. The first thing that business you must conceive it first. You see, business, so you, if you copy and paste business, you will suffer. Conceive it first. Learn the trade first. The Bible says in Philemon 1, Philemon verse 14, Philemon verse 14. But without the mind, will I do nothing, that their benefits should not be as they were of necessity, but willingly. Without the mind, you can't do anything tangible. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ. Can you help me with that scripture? No, we'll read it together. Want to go? Which mind? I show you that Jesus is a businessman. So the mind of business that was in Christ should be in you also. Not the mind of liability. The mind of waiting till your husband bring money. Those of you who are still praying to become full-time housewife, I pity you. I pity you. There are some times I don't have money. My wife survived us. Amen. Yeah, it's survivors. You know, this church is organized. I can't wake up one Monday and say, give me the money. I want the money. It's not my money. It's not my money. I was looking for money and somebody mistakenly paid about 500,000 to my account. And I call you and say, thank you, and God bless you, and thank you. It's okay, the vow. Praise God. I thought I've arrived. So I had to transfer it back. But it's not my money. You know, that's why you see, like I said, some pastor have abused. When some pastor preach about give it, don't give, don't give, some pastor actually abused. Because church is institution. There must be structure. When there's no structure, everything's scattered. Here we have a counter. Here we have admin. We have the church manager who manage everything. The church. And I've never count money once. Since the beginning of the church, I never go to that place. Look, how much do we have? I don't want to ask. How much do we have? At the end of the day, the paper will show. By Monday, we'll see to see our income and our expenditure. We'll look at it very well. So this one, do we need this thing? We have, for example, I like to call big money. We have like 10 million after this service. Praise God. Okay, and our request is almost about 20 million. What do we do? We priority has to come in place now. The first thing, power must come first. That's to supply the diesel. That one is the first thing we look at after the tithe. We pay tithe. Every money that comes to this church, everything is tithe. Everything is tithe. We took the tithe, and after that, you look at the power. We now look at the necessity, what and what else to do. And some of them, we shift them. I believe the choir, most of them who write requests, we need something, they will know. Sometimes they say, we have to wait first. You have to wait first. You have to wait. We look the one that is more important. Everything is important, but there's some are urgent. The mind of business. The mind of pursuing your career. When you look at that scripture, in Luke chapter 2, verse 48 and 49, he said, and when they saw him, and they were amazed, and him saying, why has that thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee, sorrowing. And he said unto them, how is that you sought me? Wit not that I may do about them, I may be about my father's business. You cannot be a Christian in the business and doing the business the way you unbelievers should do it. You should be different. There's some of us, there's no difference between us unbelievers. Most of us, unbelievers are more faithful than us. Somebody told me I was doing a business with Northern. You know, Awusa people, I see them so. If they can trust you, the easiest people to dupe in this world is Awusa. If they trust you, not people who are Muslim, when they trust you, they can do anything with you. This has shown me that they are giving me 10 million, 500 million. And they don't know me. I've not met them. I bought a land over $1 billion. We've not met. And we just met 2 weeks ago. Trust. Don't do business. Unbelievers are faithful. Believers are not faithful. Believers, we don't see you in this church. We say we don't see. We just help you, Papa. We just now because of church. And here we discover that because of church, because that church, they are making so much in us. Make so much in us. That is, like I said, people don't like to be. They like to do business with me because they know I will not check. Amen. The way we're brought up in the church, we contribute whatever they want to buy. If it's 10 naira, say, plus no one, I will have the. But now, something is 10 naira, somebody will tell you it's 200 naira. What's that sense? Is that business? There's some money you will take that will crumble your money forever. You have determined your marketplace. All right, you're driving determined by your mind. Your mind is a magnet, either for profit or lost. Your mind. As a man thinketh, the Bible says that's how it. If your mind is not ready for profit, you will not make profit. Life is rise and fall from the mind. Your word is rise and fall from your mind. The law. Number 3, the law of the right start. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 says, being confident of this very thing, that which that has become a good work in you, we perform it unto the days of Jesus Christ. Let this mind be in you. Listen to me. Don't go into business because everybody is doing. Study the business. Study the environment. Go for knowledge. I thank God these days I'm hearing positive news from the youth. Somebody came, oh, I just finished this school. I want to go upgrade again. When I hear this kind of news, I want to go out of grade. It's glad in my heart. Don't go and grade your hair. I want to grade there's one new hair just come. One new phone just come. One new clothes just come. All those things are liability. Liability. The way you begin actually determines how you will end. It's important to check the foundation of your business. Because the Bible says in the book of Psalm 11 verse 3, if the foundation be destroyed, can the righteous do? So the right start is key to great advancement. The right start is key to great advancement. Praise God. Before you start running from pillar to post in business, ask God first. Check your foundation. If your start is not right, the business will not last. If your start is not right, the business will not last. If you're the right God, okay, let me leave that. Finally, the law of character. The law of character. I would like you to know that integrity is a key to continuity. Like I share about the sister, integrity is integrity that make man to invest more in that your business. It's integrity that make people to come back again. It's integrity that makes people to recommend you for that your career. I was talking to somebody yesterday. I said, you see me, I stand here. I said, I don't stand shorty for anybody. Say, if you come to me, I said, I will not even sign for you. He asked me a question. I said, how will I sign shorty for you? The little trust I get to you, you betray me. You know, I can't sign trust. The guy go police station. If I let people make public, if they arrest you, I'll not sign shorty. Praise God. I said, the little trust I give to you, the little help we give to you, you see small power comes, more power, you betray it, and they can't arrest you tomorrow. I would trust. If they say you steal something, they can't say, I'm not sure this one cannot steal. I said, I don't trust you. Integrity is a key to greatness. Integrity is a key to production. Listen to this. Intelligence will take you up, but only integrity will sustain you there. Integrity. Whatever you are doing, be open. Let your business, when you are doing the business, let people know you that this man, go to this man. Go to this man. I pray and I release grace upon you from this altar, the grace of receiving that integrity that will sustain you in Jesus' name. Somebody called me some months back. He said, please, Pastor, I want you to pray for one of my friend. He's no good from London. That's okay. He said, you know what? That a friend called him. He said, do you know he meant the person in Nigeria? Because somebody, do you know any pastor you worry where you trust? Because the one that they meet. So money and 419. Say any pastor, say I know they go to church again. That now he decided to go to Jehovah Witness. He said that he called his friend. Do you trust any? He said he go to Jehovah Witness, but I know they understand what they talk. Because he don't tire for church. And the person said, I know the pastor, I've known him for over 20 years. And he called me. And I went there and I pray. No good news. I pray for the person. I say, God will heal you. I went again. I pray. God will deliver you. I had not asked for one error. I had not asked her for anything. Of course, I've never prayed for anybody to ask you to give me money. The most cases, I even suffer, go someplace, pay my transport, fill my tank, I return empty-handed. I don't have problem. Because I know you are not my employer. And you're not the one that employs me. The man who employs me will pay me. You can pay me. One day, I saw 300,000. My friend Emma, she from London, called me. And said, they said, I should give you this 300,000. I said, for what now? They said, you are the only person who ever come to me that never asked me for money. I never prophesied. You know, the way that they come, that they use prophecy, they collect the money. I saw the debt is coming. The Lord said. I lied, the Lord did not say. Because you do not get the Simon spirit, they'll play you. Because you too, you refuse to grow. You refuse to mature. You suck milk. Some of you have been a Christian for over 10 years. You are still drinking milk. If you are picky when you're born, 10 years, they suck your breast. How you go feel? Eh? That's how some of you are. You are still sucking the breast of the pastor. So the pastor don't get strength again. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, grow. Listen to me. Your character determines your come after or outcome, your character. Your character will determine that customer will come back. That's why I said in the beginning, if you find that some of your staff misbehave, sack them. Don't compromise your business. Sack. It's not a sin. They say, Pastor, why would they pray when people get jobs? Pastor, just made a sack. If you don't sack them, they will sack you. Some of them, they will loot your money. By the time you poor, they use their money to open business. If they will still employ you too. Say, this is not my girl, my helper. Don't compromise your business. Listen to me. Never. Never. Bring friendship or family into business. You know Africa business, why the business die? You are doing business. You are dating your manager. You don't finish. That's the end of that business. That is to say, until you are trusted, you cannot be entrusted with anything. Until they have tested you in your character, they can never entrust into your hand what you are praying for. You are praying for greatness, and you are not be trusted until you are trusted. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. My time has gone. And we'll spend a lot of time. But let me say, the reason why you should start your business today, I actually prepared this for youth before, the youth message. I'll just say it. The time come, we'll look at it. Flexibility. When you start your business, you give your flexibility. You make you plan your life. You want to go to school, you can seek further your education. Hear me? Every one of us here who are confused about business, like I said before, if you have money, you don't know what to do, invest in land and property first. You know, you can buy land 1 million today and sell it in 2 hours or the next day for 1.5. Invest. Ask question. Financial freedom. Why you must do business? Financial freedom. So you can get your freedom. You are not totally free until you are financially free. Number three, become an employer. It's more adding value to other family. Do you know that when you employ like 4 persons, automatically you are feeding almost about 40 persons? Because they get mama, they get papa, they get children, they get people. So when you employ people, your staff, you can have 5 staff, you are not actually feeding 5 persons. You are taking care of about almost 50 persons. Amen. Let your business pay your bill. Pay yourself what you believe. You are worthy. Don't loot your business. Pay yourself. Don't just say, hey, secretary, how much do you have there? 10,000. Give me first. Give me first. No. Pay yourself. Put yourself on salary. When you put yourself on your salary, you'll see what will happen. Your business work for you while you are sleeping. Let's rise on our feet.